We got James Clarkson now, coach of the Houston Dash. James, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, doing good. Great to have you on the show. We were just talking about the NWSL Challenge Cup coming up. Before we get into that, let's just talk about the roster and some of the new players and how you're feeling about it. Obviously, Katie Stengel brought in, Shea Groom from Texas A&M, Megan Oyster from UCLA, Katie Naughton, and on we go. So you must be pretty pleased with this roster you're putting together.
Yeah, really excited about it. And I think when we finally get on the field and competing, I think the fans will be really impressed with the new additions and how we're able to raise the level and improve the quality of play. So they've been great. It's obviously a tricky situation that nobody's ever been through before, and managing that. And we're now back in, we're into phase three, so we're doing full team training, which is a huge relief to everybody. And we're now actually trying to put a lot of stuff that we talked about in theory during the lockdown into practice on the field. So the players have been great. Their attitude's fantastic. They've embraced being in Houston, especially today when summer started. But it's, you know, every day they're bringing it. They want to learn. They want to get better. So it's a really exciting place to be around at the moment.
Houston Dash coach James Clarkson here again. The Dash preparing for the NWSL Challenge Cup that'll begin on June 27th. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about you and I'm thinking about Todd Ramos and all the coaches. And before you got on, we were just mentioning how challenging this must be. Simply just to be consistent with protocol and reminding your players of that. I mean, a lot of energy goes into a lot of different things, I assume.
Yeah, you've kind of hit the nail on the head there, really. The energy that goes into it is incredibly draining, and it feels like we've been in a full season already. But I think the protocols have been really important. The players have done a fantastic job in making sure that they're safe, they're healthy. Everything we've done and asked them to do, they've followed, which has been great. And you know, we've been tested now 5 times. Everybody's healthy. You know, thank goodness. So we're dealing with a full squad, and you know, making sure we keep everybody safe and healthy as we go through this whole process is the number one priority. And but you know, we had the whole squad in town the whole time. They've been here. You know, the whole 10 weeks we were locked down. Nobody left. Everybody stayed. So I think that's a good indication of the type of people we've got and the effort and work that's gone in from the organisation to make sure that the environment for the players continues to get better and is a really high level, that they feel safe and comfortable staying in Houston in these times and, you know, and are committed and dedicated to the Dash. So one that has been challenging, it's created new opportunities for us. It's given us a chance to reflect and look at what we're doing and how we can improve, and we're striving to improve every single day.
James, what other details have you found out about the tournament in Utah? You know, I'm sure you're getting information daily on this thing, but what else can you tell us at this moment tonight?
The obviously, we play 4 games. Everybody plays 4. Top 8 teams go to the quarterfinals. Then it becomes straight knockout until the final. You're allowed to have 20 players on your game day roster, and you're allowed up to 5 substitutions. And that's it at the moment in terms of rules of the tournament. They haven't been fully decided yet, and the league hasn't released them. But, you know, it's exciting. It's something new that we've never done before. So I think it's a great opportunity, and with it being a cup competition, I think everybody in it, with the 9 teams in it, has got an opportunity to win it. And I think the team that can come in, can hit a bit of form, has a fantastic chance of winning the tournament. Where it, with the league, with 24 games, you know that the best team wins the league every year, and the tournament it can be different. And hopefully, you know, there'll be some surprises and ideally, the Dash are involved in those.
James Clarkson joining us, Houston Dash. A lot of great changes. We'll get into a little bit of that in a minute if we can. But speaking of that, obviously you're coaching this team now to play in a tournament, not a long season. Issues like fitness, things that get you tournament tried and tested, might be a little bit different than what you would have done over the course of a full season. Take us into some of those things, James.
Yeah, and that's one of the frustrations that I have. You know, I thought our recruitment off season was really good, and we've strengthened the team in real good areas. And even in, you know, this is basically our second week of training, and you can see some really good things. There's still a lot we've got to work on, and you know, unfortunately, you know, this year we're going to be just on 4 or 7 games. Whereas if we'd have had a full season at it, we'd have really seen some strong development. So, you know, these next 2.5 weeks before our first game is going to be vitally important. Getting that fitness level to an appropriate level that we'll be able to compete. You know, we play every 4 days. Those first four games were the first five. If we get to the quarterfinals, will be one game every 4 days. So the load on the players is going to be really tough. So managing the roster is going to be important. And you know, take your roster than we usually do when we travel, making sure everybody's engaged, everybody feels they're part of it, everybody feels that they've got an opportunity to play. Managing those things is hugely important if we want to have a real crack and a good run at the tournament. So making sure everybody's fit, healthy is the main priority. Getting that fitness levels up, getting their understanding of the game, working on some clear principles for us to be able to perform at a high level, and then making sure that the camaraderie, team morale, and the attitude of everybody's spot on, because that could be that 5-10% that makes all the difference. So, you know, we've started off well, and it's important that we maintain it and keep going.
James, got one more for you. I know you got to go, and I'm sorry we're cutting it a little bit short here, but I know you do need to go. So just the last thing, support of Rachel Daly. I mean, I think everybody pretty much realized last year how important she is to this team from an attacking standpoint. And some of these moves you've made look to really address supporting her with Katie Stengel, Shea Groom. You know, you got a healthy Veronica Lotsko now. So talk a little bit about making moves in the off season to enhance maybe a player you already have.
Yeah. Rachel's a vital part to what we're doing. You know, she's got a dynamic, she's not only a dynamic player, she's got a dynamic personality. She comes in, she sets a standard every day, and it's a pleasure to work with her and for her to be part of the team. And you know, bringing in some players, it gives us some flexibility to change things. But players like Shea Groom, even seeing the development of CeCe Kaiser, we've now got players and Kate Stengel's technically very, very good. We've got players that can pick the ball up and start to run at their back, the opposition's back line, to then be able to get Rachel the ball in closer to the goal, in better areas, so she can score more goals and we can have more success. And, you know, the adjustments to the back line are to make sure that, you know, we don't concede as many goals, we become harder to beat. And then with the creativity and the power that we have up front, ideally we can score more goals.
James, listen, thank you so much for coming on. We look forward to catching up with you when you get to the NWSL Challenge Cup. We've had a number of the players on the show, Katie Stengel, Shea Groom, Megan Oyster. They're all fantastic when they come on, Rachel, Veronica. So best of luck to you in that tournament. Thank you very much for taking the time out to come on tonight. We appreciate it immensely.
Great stuff. Thanks very much, man. Glad to speak to you.
All right. There's James Clarkson. There he goes. The coach of the Houston Dash.